بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When the professor became religious, as he became religious now, he started performing namaz. Now they're traveling by car. It's namaz time. And there is a place to perform namaz on the side of the road. But he refused, and he insisted that you read namaz in the car. There are others that accompany him. So after this point, they couldn't say anything. They themselves were not very acquainted with the masala. So as he performed the namaz in the car, they didn't make a noise about it. So they carried on. Now Asr namaz time is over. Now it's going into Maghrib time. Now he realizes that he doesn't have wuzu. Now he went through the translation of the Quran Sharif. So he's a professor now, he went through the translation. So he came across the first, أَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. If you don't find water, then make tayammum with earth. So now he jumped off the car and he's making tayammum. So he took the sand first. Others are watching him, what he's going to do. Right. So he took this, how you going to first wash your hands to the wrist. So they're becoming curious now what he's going to do. So he's taken the sand and rubbed it on his palms to the wrist. Right. They didn't say anything to that point. Then he took another scoop of sand and he's putting it in his mouth. Oh, they couldn't look. Hold their laughter, they said, laughing. So the simple thing was, you know the law, you find out. But now, him being a professor, man of status, for him to ask someone was against his status, against his reputation. So he said, well, I'm going to do it myself, and I don't need to refer to anybody. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah says, the person that doesn't endure the moment of embarrassment, doesn't endure a moment of embarrassment by asking and referring to someone, then his whole life he'll have to live in embarrassment. Had he asked, for that moment he would have been embarrassed. Right? That, see, I'm such a big professor, but I need to refer to someone much junior than me in some deeny matter. So for that moment he would have been embarrassed. Now he preferred not to ask, and now he keeps himself in embarrassment his entire life. One person came in from Afghanistan. So many of the Afghanis are nice, built, strong. So he's doing some business. So he's got baggages. The Indian trains, some more of over 200 years now, they allow you just 20 kilos. Right? So he's got about 50 kilos. And he's boarded the train. So the conductor saw that he's got overweight. They told him, see, there's overweight, you need to pay an additional fee for the overweight. He turns around and tells the conductor, no, the overweight is for the poor Indian, not for me. Because the overweight is because the Indian can't carry more than 20 kilos. See how what a powerful person I am. I can carry 50, 70 kilos I can carry. So I'm not a burden on anybody, so it's not for me. So I ask you, will the law make a provision for you? Not only provision, it's a standard law and everybody needs to follow the law. Right? He tries to interpret the law of his own, isn't he going to make a problem? It is following the law. It's on the increase all the time that people want to interpret the Quran or the Hadith of their own. They got one line, two lines of Hadith and then he wants to interpret. Sometimes it is a so-called alim, but he doesn't have the full understanding. And then the common person, but he's an alim, he studied in this madrasa, so why aren't you taking his word? That's why Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he used to address his people, he used to say, Allahu Hakamun Muqsitun Adlun Halaka Murtabun. Right? And then in that piece of advice he would say, وَإِيَّاكَ وَزَلَّةِ الْحَكِيمِ وَزَلَّةَ الْحَكِيمِ. And be careful of the mistakes, the errors of an alim. By the same token, also don't be deceived by the good words of a jahil. So there can be two extremes. One is an alim, but he slipped up, he made up a mistake. And the other is that it's a jahil, but the jahil said something right. So don't get deceived with this. Now, both are areas of doubt, right? It's an alim and an alim, and he's made a mistake. So his student asked him, Rahimakallah, كيف نعرف زلة الحكيم? How do we identify and recognize that this is a mistake of an alim? He's a reputable person, people talk about him, and then how do we distinguish that it's a mistake? This is, it's easy. When you hear people are objecting, right? Person that is of understanding, he says, no, this is not right. So you understand now that he slipped up somewhere and we don't go with him now. Then we don't force it and say, no, but this is an alim and he can't be wrong. So you can see now there's something shaky. We are a failure. So now we have to conveniently just leave the person and carry on. Right? Maybe we don't have the knowledge to answer him. Right? So when we don't have the knowledge to answer him, we won't make an issue about it. Why? Because we don't have the knowledge. But we know there's something not right. When we were in India, so there was the issue of the family planning that had come up. So family planning, what was that? They will give you an injection, but you can't have children, you become infertile. Right? So they give an injection, they'll force the person, they'll give the injection, and he can't have children afterwards. It leads to infertility. But there's a big problem heading on. And one reputable alim at that time, he said something and people misconstrued what he said. Either his words went very clear or he sided the government, or the two, right? Either he sided the government or it was that people misconstrued him. So, now, see, as far as the person is concerned, he's a reputable person, man of knowledge, great, respectable, but the statement he made, right? So Mu'adh ibn Jabal warns us in advance, زَلَّةَ الْحَكِيمِ. It's a slip of an alim. So don't pursue that. It is a Nabi that is guarded from all sides. Nabi Allah protects him. If there was a mistake in his discretion, then Allah will correct him. So the Nabi can't remain wrong. One is what he's transmitting from Allah Ta'ala that he was wrong. And one is if it was something subject to his discretion and he erred in his discretion, he won't remain wrong. Allah Ta'ala will guide him, see that he comes home. So that's a Nabi. But apart from a Nabi, he doesn't have this type of a guarantee. So why was he saying about this? An Ali that said this. It will complicate it. You can see now it's not right. So stay away. If you don't have the full answers for the thing not being right, keep quiet, but stay. So as Mu'az is warning us from two things. Zallatul Hakim. And the second thing is the right words of a jahil. But see, he's off the course, he's a jahil, right? But he's giving good talks, right? He's giving good talks, right? There was one, a recent, about 3 years ago, popular English orator, Muslim, Mulama, I can't remember his name. But clean shaven, and people are really going after his bayans. And then everybody got their own two cents. It's an all. Unzur ila ma qala. We just see what he says. Don't look at the person. Don't look at the person, and you must just see the words that he's. Until it happened that he was caught out with some girl, right? And then he was charged for that. And then the newspaper likes this type of entertainment, you know? Media, they like this type of entertainment. What did they use? Sensationalism, right? News, sensationalism. So for them it's a sensation to disgrace, to embarrass, to run someone down. Right? For them it's a sensation. Because now people like that. They know people like this. Plain news, they don't like it. Sensation, someone is getting embarrassed, is getting hit down, is getting disgraced, is getting humiliated, right? His wardrobe is being emptied of all the skeletons. People like all these things there. So they will buy it. See, not only the media is wrong, but the readership is wrong. So they want that. You know, I was speaking to my own friend once, that this kuffar are trying to make the Haramain places of centers of entertainment. So all the entertainment, they bring it into the holy lands. You know. So he turned around and told me, but you don't blame the kuffar only, because the kuffar will bring in what you want. You want wine, they'll give it to you. Now, you can say that, you know, they are making all our people drunkard. You can say that as well. But you can say it from another perspective, that the people want that wine, therefore they're making it available. Someone is selling drugs, right? So you can say, finish him up, close him down, bust him up, right? You can say that. But now you're looking at it from one perspective. If you look at it from another perspective, people want that thing. When they want it, so he's offering them sale. See? So the kuffar, they got no understanding of haram and halal. It's no value for Islam. They got the value for money. When they got that value for money, if you want the haram, we make it available. For you it's haram. Wine is like normal for us. And for you it's haram. You will abstain, but I don't have to abstain. That's how he'll view it. This is my money. So now, on the one side you got the Zallatul Hakim, then you got the right talks of a jahil. The jahil can be in two ways. Jahil, one is, he is outright jahil, doesn't know. He's chanting, and he's imitating, he's pretending to be what he is not, right? It's one jahil. And the other is that, But he's got nothing to do with Islam. He's not committed to Islam. He's committed to his bosses. He's called a boss, right? Boss wants you to speak in a certain way. So he will then tailor the talk according to how his bosses want. So he's got some knowledge. Not that he doesn't have knowledge, but he's got bosses over him. And the bosses want him to tailor the talk in a certain way. So what he'll do? He will tailor it according to how the bosses want. See, like you have this journalism rule, right? So journalism and the media is a business. How do you get a shop or a supermarket, right? It's a business. So this news is also a business. So the bosses, the engineers, the people that do this, right, they will do several things. One is, they will see what the public wants. Because I'm doing business here, I would want to see that in Spingo what people want. They want tomatoes, then I won't bring cabbages. If tomatoes is the line that people want, then I'll make tomatoes available. So the bosses will get that available in the news, what the readership wants. Right. Number two is, then the bosses have got some of their own agenda. See, I want to push something. Right. So there's a boss, and he's got his agenda. Right. Right. For example, now, the agenda is, this place has got too much of avocados, right? The agenda. I'm sure how the agenda machinery, how it works. It's got too much of avocados. Now, how to sell it? See? So, I'll go to the media. So, the media says, you see me, right? Then I will sell that thing for you. See? So, the media will say, that you see me, right? And I will sell it for you. So the media knows now that the people what they want. So media will advertise and get one doctor or someone, hey, this is very healthy. Avocados is very healthy, extremely healthy. And you know, potency makes you very potent all that. So now they go on to doctors to talk for them. And now they're giving it. Now people are going mad for that avocado. Avocado must have it. Avocado must have it. Avocado must have why. So sometimes they have an agenda. And we read this news, whether on a site, the media, whether, but it's all tailored, right? It's tailored, it's for business. It's not to show you what is right and wrong. It's to entertain you, sensationalism, right? That's what it's all for. It is not to show you right and wrong. It's not a Quran or a Hadith. Not to teach you haram and halal. To create a sensation. So that's the whole idea. In the creating of a sensation, if they have to do something like a white lie, they will do it. If they have to fabricate something, they will fabricate. If they have to distort something, they will distort. They'll do a lot of things. But the idea is to sell a product. So in selling the product, now what the clientele wants, and then the boss now, he has to sell something, he's got an agenda. So he'll sell it, he'll make an agenda of the whole thing. Now we're reading the thing, and we're getting brainwashed. Now, there was a British private detective, intelligent private detective, so now he's retired. So his name is Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes, quite a popular name. I see his name sometimes for it. Sherlock Holmes. So now he became interested in Islam. A lot of Yahdi Mayyasha. He guides whoever he wants. So he, for some reason he became interested in Islam. He became Muslim. So now when he's interested in Islam, then he got a little bit curious to know about the 2011. That's now about 20 years ago. So he made a whole research and he proved it that that's a fabrication. He proved it with sound proofs. Who? This Sherlock Holmes. But now, the problem is, his tahqeeq and research came after 20 years. And his research will come in a small magazine or in a small site that he'll show his whole tahqeeq. How many people going to know about it? What the bulk of the people are going to do? They're going to believe what 9-11 said, right? What was said at 9-11, they're going to believe that, right? And the majority of the people are not going to go with it. It's just a handful of people that will go with this. But now, why they have to do this? 9-11 thing, why they have to do it? A lot of stories, a lot of reasons. See, one is to get the control in the Middle East, right? However they control it, they control. The second is this, the main concern, big concern is, they're seeing the rapid conversion towards Islam, right? So when they see a rapid conversion to Islam, know how to block it. So they'll give a picture of a Muslim as a terrorist. See what he did, before a building here, and they brought it down, right? So Muslims are rebels, or they are terrorists, right? And this is what they can do, right? So this is now the impression they need to create. But who will they use? They'll use the media, right? So the media is paid nicely, and the media will give this cover story. But they're getting, as I told you, it's a business. When it's a business, then they will give the story very beautifully, and they'll get paid accordingly, right? In the meanwhile, people will buy the story, right? They will see Islam as a threat, and that will have an effect on people, right? And how it affects people like this. Say, for example, there's a bomb somewhere, right? So, what will be the first thought in the mind of the public? Let's hope it's not a Muslim. Let's hope it is not Al-Qaeda. Or Osama bin Laden, maybe he's got his people down there. So that will be the first type of impression that is created. But I see how to play. So the media is a game. And if you don't know the game, then I tell you, why, please don't see this media. Whether it's social sites, whether it is newspaper, whether it is television, we don't get this thing here. But this thing is getting corrected after 20 years. So for the 20 years, people were living in the dark. Is it? So the people say, no, must know the news, must know what's going on, conspiracies, or what kya fayda? Do something that is of benefit to you. So you've got one group like this, that they don't want to ask. A simple approach was, fas'alu ahla, because ask people of understanding, Quran. Sikr can mean Quran. People that have that sound understanding of deen, be fair to them. So you can make out now this person has got sound understanding. You'll see in two things, what's his lifestyle? Is he simple, after money, or he's not bothered about money? Does he hold firm to the Quran Sharif, hold firm to the Hadith? Or is he a person that likes a lifestyle and likes to fly around, likes wealth, etc.? You will see now, right, what is the person's style. Because deen has a certain effect. When deen has a certain effect, now you look at him at a personal level. Alright? See him at a personal level, you see that he's conforming. In a personal level, even if he's wearing good clothes, right, but he's conforming. So you see he's conforming, then you see the fellowship type of people that are following, that also sounds right. So he's right, and the people that are learning under him, they're also going right. So you understand that this is the right person. So now, in deeni matters, you refer to him. I don't know it, so I refer to someone that knows. And that happens in every field, right? medicine now, do you take a chance or do you refer? The doctor says, five cardio specialists you went to, right? All say that you need an open heart surgery. So, will you gamble? Will you risk yourself? So, what's a cardio now? So, you will see, or like Urbani time, how they skin the animal, how they cut the center, how they take it out, right? So, you try to experiment yourself, and the medical board got to know what you're doing. But what will happen? It will imprison you. Because you must be. You must be educated, you must be experienced, and the experience has come from someone that was professional so many years in the game, and they must also authorize that you are competent enough, then you can practice. But you just need your teaching yourself then, see, this is what's happening in the game. So on site here, confusing your mind. And you don't want to see it, you don't want to relent, you don't want to humble yourself. The simple sabab was by humble yourself. That shaitan didn't want to humble himself. Labak says, just do a simple thing, just bow down. No, no, why like this, why like that? And then what happened? When he said, why story? Yeah. Now, what happened to him? But he can't come back. He got thrown out, but he got thrown out such a way that it's irreversible. Alayka la'anati ila yawmiddin. So such a curse that is irreversible right to the end will remain there. But why? He didn't want to humble himself. So in deen also, simple things, refer to someone. And I showed you what's the criteria. This is the criteria, refer to someone. If you follow the criteria, and then you went, then it was wrong, by Allah Ta'ala, you are clean. Because through the criteria, you follow the criteria, right? And it went wrong, then too by Allah Ta'ala, you will be free. Because the criteria is mentioned in the Quran. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. So basically two things. Man is not commercialized. Right? He's not running after God, not commercialized. Person is commercialized, he can have doubts about him. Right? So, مَلَّا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. One is the person is not commercialized, you're not worried about what and all that, right? Number two is himself, he is on the right. You can see now, he is doing things right, understanding. How you understand that he's right? So the seniors also respect him, his contemporary respect him, right? Seniors and the contemporary all respect him, the whole in his team. So now, one is that he is not commercialized. One is his seniors and his contemporaries also hold him in esteem, right? So now, someone followed this formula and then too he went wrong, but Allah Ta'ala, then he's not guilty. Because he followed the criteria. That was the ultimate what a person could do. You followed that, now you're wrong. But you chanced it and did your own then, people are sensation people like all that. They don't want to go to a simple thing. So that's why a lot of people like tawis, right? So you just put the tawis, you know, and then start jumping. You just put on the tawis and start a fire. So now this something that is not common, right? And it happened, so I said, oh, there must be something in this. So people like to run after these things here. What is common now, then you don't want to pursue it. But what is not common, radical, something new, then your doubts just begin to strengthen. Right? So you must see these things. So people, unfortunately, they go for these type of things. One person, see, this Tawiz, according to many of our ulama, right, when it's old enough, it becomes effective generally with the power of the mind. See? The greater the power of the mind, the greater the effect of the tavis, especially when it's sickness or jadu. The greater the power of the mind, then the greater the effect of the tavis. So it doesn't have to be based on the person's piety and righteousness. So it is the strength of the mind, and the strength of the mind will have a certain effect. One student, now you have students, they do a lot of things, right? Now, I remember I did the same things. Some of it I did, but I saw the kitab now. So there was one person who was doing tawis here in Durban. I must have been very young at the time, 17, 18 or something, 16, 17. So let me try him out. Because he's saying a lot of things, oh, this what happened, and that what happened, and that. So I said, now what I'll do? He sat me, so I sat down, I said, bring his amaliyat. So I said, what I'll do? I'll just shift my mind completely. I'll shift it, for example, by the Kaaba Sharif. So the Kaaba Sharif, and my mind is there, but the book doesn't make me dua. So you see, but Hafiz Abu, you're doing something. It's not working. What he's doing, the thing is not having an effect. So he said, oh, you can see, I'm not done sitting here. He tried again, the whole amaliya, the whole thing, give us an hour. And it's not working. But now you're going to see on kitab, right, the same thing. One student tried the same thing. To impress on the patient what he will do, and set him down, and then he will make tawajjuh, right? So when he makes tawajjuh, so now say for example, you want to see some buzruk, right? So that the thought of the buzruk is already seated in your mind. I need to see him. So the mind is already figured out a person, identified a person, right? So what he'll do, so he'll make some tawajjuh. When the tawajjuh will come, then you'll see a cloud. And in the cloud, then you'll see the person, right? So you think, hey, this man is too powerful, right? So the student now, he saw that this is the game, right? When he saw that this is the game, what he did is he went to the Amil who was doing the tawis. I do the Amal now, you know. I want to see the buzruk here. So he started off the Amal, and the student softly is reading, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَّهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقًا. Batil must vanish. What? Batil must vanish. Now the man is doing the Amal repeatedly, but nothing happening. After about 1 hour, he's asking the patient, you know, did you see anything? He said, no, whatever was seen, that also vanished. Whatever was coming up, that also vanished. Colors. But you see how it happens. So it's the power of the mind. Now, we don't realize it, it's the power of the mind. We begin to think it is that. So sometimes it happens that the doubt that's in your mind, that is strengthened, right, because of what he says. See, I'm doing amal, and there is already a doubt in your mind that this person did this jadu to you, right? So when he is doing that, so he's strengthening the doubt. When he's strengthening the doubt, you feel convinced that this is the person. Definitely, see, I saw it now. He showed it to me, who's the person, who's the culprit. He must be. And that person may be totally innocent, but how it works your mind. So I say, our people like all this sensation. They don't want to go with the plain facts. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak says, لا تقفو ما ليس لك به. Don't pursue things that you don't have knowledge about. You don't have knowledge. So the Mu'tasim Rahmatullahi, in the Bayan of Quran, explains that there are two types of things, right? One is Qat'i. Qat'i means categorical. Categorical means there isn't the possibility of doubt. Like if someone tells you what the time, now here in Durban, you say it's 11 o'clock. Right? Is that categorical information or not? It's about 11 o'clock. It's sure. You're not unclear about it, right? Right? So one is categorical. Categorical is that which is qat'i, beyond the shadow of doubt. Right? That's called qat'i. Like someone asks you, what is this? This is a masjid. You sure about it? Yeah, 100%. Have you any doubt about it? No doubts about it. So this categorical information. So that's the first type of ilm. That ilm is a precondition for aqaid, for beliefs. That type of categorical ilm is a requirement for beliefs. See, all the issues that refer to belief, Allah Ta'ala, Risalat, Qiyamat, etc. So any information that comes at this level, that will be your aqaid. But you must come at that level. But be categorical, beyond the shadow of doubt. There's no, can't be any doubt about it. So the hadith that comes at that level, or the Quranic ayah that comes at that level, that will be called categorical, and that will be called for belief. But the information that doesn't come at that level, it doesn't conform to the standard. It is hadith or something, but it doesn't conform to this standard. Right. So then you will say that this is a zanni thing. What? It's a zanni. Because if there is one opinion, there is a counter opinion. Someone says la adwa, and someone is saying firru min al majzum. So now there's this side, there's one hadith this side. There's another hadith coming from the other end. And now, you will not say that this is categorical. So if it's not categorical, then you say it's zanni. When you say zanni, right, it means it's not categorical. So then you will see now what's the strength. If it is strong, although it is not categorical, but it is strong, right, then you say, no, you must practice it. Because though it's not categorical, but it is strong, and therefore we'll practice it. See, so it's not categorical, but the evidence itself is strong. So when the evidence is strong, we will not say it's faraz, but we'll say perhaps it is sunnah, we'll say it is wajib. See. So now, when you're appearing before Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala asks you, see, لَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ. Don't go behind things that you're not clear about. So you went behind something, you weren't clear about why you went after it. See, so Allah will ask you that you pursued something, and the thing that you pursued, you weren't clear about. So when you weren't clear about, why did you pursue it? Who asked you? Therefore he says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. You will be answerable for the hearing, for the sight, and for your thoughts. For your hearing, your sight, and your thoughts. Fu'ad is heart thinking, etc. But the Quran says, starts off with hearing. Why hearing? Because the majority of the information is by hearing. Majority of information comes to you is by hearing. Most information. Second is sight. Or you can say both are equal sometimes. Hearing and sight is about the same. And sometimes more sight, more visual, and less audio, right? But Allah is telling you, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ. You're going to be answerable. So you believed in something, but did you have the evidence for it? Do you have the support for that? If you didn't have the support for it, then why made such a claim? You will believe in it when there is a support structure, but there is no support structure that is conforming to our criteria. Why do you believe in that? Why do you say that? So that's what I'm saying. Where our people go wrong is, they hear one story here, one story that side here, one sort of thing, push something, and then that becomes a fact, that becomes a truth. They chase after that. See? So what they're running behind is an illusion. What they're running behind is a guess. What they're running behind is a speculation, is a doubt. Before also people follow this type of things, but in the simplicity they followed it. In the simplicity they followed it, and they didn't go too far out. Right. Because they did, but they did whatever they did it in their simplicity. So people had a lot of faith, and they do have a lot of faith in Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi. So now to make him even greater, then they'll create a story. So how they create stories now? They say, no, he is in charge of life. What? He is in charge of life. So now they fabricate a story to say that he's in charge. So now, how they start of the story? One old lady, she lost her child. So she went and cried to her and said, Sayyid Sa'd Rahmatullahi, that I lost my child and I want the child to be returned. She said, the child is gone now, and how can you retrieve the life when it's gone? And the old lady said, see, I also know that the life is gone, but I know you've got some control, you've got some influence in these things here. Had I known that you had no influence, then I wouldn't have come to you. But I know that you have the influence, therefore I've come to you. See how they're building up the story. So anyway, now the ladies are crying, so Sayyid Sabra got worked up. When he got worked up, so he saw Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut got a big carrier with all the souls, right? So he saw the Malakul Maut with the carrier with all the souls. So he says, Malakul Maut, the soul needs to be returned. It's no Allah's command. I can't hand this over to you. So Sayyid Sahib was very angry and pulled away the bag. Pulled away the bag and released all the souls. So all the that died that time all came alive. Now Malakul Maut went to complain to Allah Ta'ala, okay, this is what happened. It showed you Tamari Mahbub, our friend is living. But now this type of bayan, people like it. See, it's exciting, thrilling, it's juicy. But in the meanwhile, it's just a fabrication. It's a fabrication now, people blocked after this thing here. Now, before also you had it, but it wasn't so bad. And now, it's worse, 100 times more worse. Because it will seem that there is someone that's got an agenda, right? When he's got an agenda, then someone is working for that agenda. And he has to work for that agenda to create a certain mindset. Right? So you are working for what? You are working to create a mindset. Why you want a mindset? You want people to respond in a certain way. So therefore you have to create a mindset. If you don't create a mindset, then you won't have the type of response. Like I said, you have too much of avocados in your backyard, too much that is growing up. And now how to get people to see how they work. So this type of things here, just leave it aside. What is clear, categorical, what's proven categorically, take that. And what is zan, you take it as zan. But when you mix up the issues here, it will complicate your mind, it will complicate other people's lives. you will fall into doubt. It's not that this amaliyat is a fabrication. You can. It's got an effect. See, some of these amaliyat have got effects, right? I know when I went to Surat for the first time, so just next door to our house there, there's a mazar of some pious person. So just to see what it is now, I went there. So I went there now, there's a Mujavi, the person that takes care of the graveyard of a saint, they call him a Mujavi. So he says to me now, you want some love tawis, for some love problems, you know. Now I thought immediately now, what type of people are coming here? You know, they were a love issue, they will go to him, and he will put a peacock feather duster, use something, some, and you say, you feel you got blessed now, what is dua. So now, this type of tawiz, they are this type of tawiz. They are this type of tawiz. But our Buzhugara didn't say this. Many of these tawiz are haram. Although the words are from the Quran Sharif, but to use those tawiz are haram. Now why? The wordings from the Quran Sharif, but why is it haram to use those tawiz? Because the tawiz is called calculated like this. It's calculated like this that this person must have an intense love for so and so person. He must have his love for so and so must be intensified. Now, that girl doesn't like the person, right? But because of the tawiz, now she's forced to marry this person. Now, is that right? She doesn't like the person, but now the tawiz will have a certain effect. When the tawiz will have that effect, then she will feel obligated, she'll feel forced, some feeling will come into her heart that go and get married to this person. Is it right? So then sometimes they use it for that. Sometimes it is now, I know he's a wealthy person, right? And now, I will do that amal, he'll be forced to give me $1 million. Now he's feeling overwhelmed. See, the effect of the tawiz is such that he feels overwhelmed. When he feels that overwhelming feeling, then he gives it. And he doesn't realize that someone did some type of an amal. And the amal that was done was from the Quran. Now when you say this is halal, right? The hadith is saying, لا يحل مال المؤمن إلا بطيب نفس منه, that the Muslim's wealth is not halal unless he gives it with his own free will. He happily gives it. They use something to make him feel overwhelmed, and then he's giving something. Or is that the right thing? See how they misuse. So they have got some ajeeb type of amaliyah. Some of them are still circulating, and some of them are out of circulation. So one type of amaliyah that you should do then, right, is kachi int ka amal. One is you get the baked brick, right? Or where you get unbaked brick, right? You know what they make this huts from. So it's an unbaked brick, right? So now, you got a hate for this person, you got an enmity for him. So you make a kachi in ka amal. And big, whatever. You take that thing here and read something, whatever you read. Then you give it ghusl and you put it into a kafan. Right? And after you have put into a kafan, then you make janaza namaz on that thing. And then, when you've done that, so you go and throw it into a river. So obviously when that is unbaked, right, so slowly the thing will start melting away, right? When it melts away. Right? So as this thing is melting away, that person's health will also melt away. And when it's totally melted, he will die. See? Now, They were disturbed almost, but they were doing it with Quran Sharif. But now it's, alhamdulillah, most of it is out of circulation. Right? Some people do have it, most people have lost it. But now you cannot say that it's from the Quran, therefore it is halal. See, this is the argument that they use, it's from the Quran Sharif. The wording, yes, is from the Quran Sharif, but using the words for wrong reasons. Kalimatu haqqin urida bihi al-batil. It's a word from the Quran, but is it used for the right reason or used for the wrong reason? One person was a big fight here in Durban, a massive fight. So it was a time where they were throwing guns at each other. So at that time they pulled me into the fight. When guns had already come out, and two like big families, and both raged like, you know, like brothers or brother and sister. So what happened? So now they went to an army. So what the army did, famous Arab Muslim said, what the army did. So the army read something, and when the army read it, so the patient, his whole face changed into the accused. So they're accusing someone, right? So his whole face now gradually just took shape. His voice also changed. The hair also changed. So now this party feels convinced that this is the person that did this. Or should. Because the way he staged it, the way he dramatized the thing, with that amal, that this person took the shape of that person for that moment, right? Changed face, complexion, the hair, even the voice also changed. So they are insisting that, see, this amal was done. And the amal, we saw that he is the person. So how can we have any doubts? Now because of him, so many people are sick, so much. So now, this is at that point, right? So, when they dragged me into the fight, so I picked up the phone. I spoke to that Amil. Did you work on this case? Yes, I worked on the case. Did you tell them that he is the culprit to do this? I didn't say this. All right. But when you dramatize the whole thing, and he took the shape of that person there, so what went into their minds? So now obviously they felt now that he is the person that is doing this. Right. Asking them, have you got any categorical evidence to say that he has done it? So now got no evidence. And I asked, what is the chance of this thing being like what you're saying, what they imagine? So no, where you get the information from Jinnat, and I asked him how reliable are they? So his words were both jutbult there. They speak a lot of lies. His words, both jutbult there. This case is about over 30 years now, 25, 30 years. I said, why have you stayed something like this? That these people now, they threw guns at each other and they want to fight. So you stage the thing, we are convinced that he did this thing here, and the brother and sister fighting like this, right? You see now what happens. So now, our people like the sensation. Plain, make dua, talk to Allah Ta'ala, that we don't want to go by. But this type of thing, you know, you get convinced, you're seeing something, some action, so you will go with this thing here. And Abu Ulama is saying, most of it is on the mind, right? The Taweez and all that, it has the effect. And the effect is because of the strength of the mind. See, your mind is so strong, you can create a certain condition. You can create a certain condition in that person, just because of the strength of your mind. See? by come back to the original things, Quran, Hadith, the Sunnah, just come back to these things here, and you'll see the whole life will be easy, manageable, understanding. Now you refer to this thing here, that person, and the other person, and the fourth person. That's a checkup. And you can't do without it. Once you start it off, then you keep servicing it, servicing. So from one person, then the second person catches it, and the third person catches it. Of the Sabra of Mutalib, when he was asked, if you do this, he said, do it. And I do it mainly to get people to make namaz. So they asked him that if he does a certain way, and that person has to read namaz, become a 5-time namazi, right? And then so, but when it's jinnat involved, what do you do? So that we talk them out. We talk them out. Do you ever kill them or burn them? So no, I don't do that. So why? So then they take revenge. Somehow or the other, they will come back at you. Nicely, respectfully, we talk them out. We talk to Allah Ta'ala, and we take them out in that way. So there's a way how to take them out. One banya now, banya, he worked with money, gold and silver, right? So his daughter had it bad. Someone played a prank with him. They said, you are Muazzin, go to the Muazzin of Malawi. They're very good. Malawi is a very good monastery there. Go to him and he'll take it out. So, he's desperate. He saw his daughter and that. So he's desperate. So they went to him. So he said, hey, I don't know about this thing yet. No, come with me. You have to do it. I will give you 2 million for it. You know, he's thinking, 2 million I won't see in my life, not in my father's life, my grandchild's life, I won't see anything. 2 million. Plus we'll set you up on home in Malawi, and plus we'll give you 2 million. So somehow or the other, he plucked up the courage, so the girl came in. So he understood now that the jinnat is active. So he showed a lot of respect to that jinnat. So due respects, holding esteem, you know, you're the king, you know, you're the king. All I'm requesting is, you know, you just move away from this girl for 1 day only. If you move away, it won't harm you in any way, but I get loaded, you know, get my house in Malawi, plus I get 2 million cash. So I'll get a cash in, a cash in Devi, you won't get it lost. And I still acknowledge your kingdom. So the jinnat had a big laugh. Said, well, I wouldn't have done this. But you know, so nicely you spoke to me, therefore I'll leave permanently. So there's a way to talk to them. And they also got feelings. When you got feelings, then you can talk them out. But then you start burning them, start hitting them, you start breaking them down. It's all right, we'll fix you up in time. So they look now for an opportunity. What's the time that you're not so vigilant? You know, you've got a security here. So someone should rob, what should do? You see where the security is sleeping. Right? And then they come in. So they're also doing the same thing. They see now when you're not so vigilant, they come in attack. The servant said, we don't do that. What we do is, we talk the person out. Nicely, gracefully, we talk the person out. Allah Pak Tawfiq Nasib Barak.